This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Due to a misguided ruling by a single federal district court today, the overbroad, vague, and illegal 2015 Waters of the United States rule is now the law of the land in 26 states, AFBF President Zippy Duvall said in a statement issued last Thursday. To avoid widespread uncertainty and potential enforcement against ordinary farming activities in these already uncertain times, we call on the administration to take immediate steps to limit the impact of this dangerous court decision. The U.S. District Court for South Carolina was wrong to invalidate the agency's applicability rule that had simply delayed the effective date of the 2015 WOTUS rule. The delay would have maintained regulatory certainty and stability while the administration completes its reconsideration of the 2015 rule and works to develop a new regulation to provide both clean water and clear rules. Today's court ruling creates enormous regulatory uncertainty and risk for farmers, ranchers, and others in the 26 states that are not already protected from the unlawful 2015 rule by previous court decisions. The flawed 2015 rule, which two courts have blocked in 24 states and which would never stand up to legal scrutiny, is now applicable to the citizens of the remaining 26 states. While work continues to develop a common sense and lawful solution, we urge the administration to immediately take action in the courts to limit the scope of this injunction to South Carolina. We also urge the administration to move as quickly as possible to a final decision to repeal the 2015 rule. Now, more than ever, we must ditch the rule. Providing the first survey-based estimate of corn and soybean yields, the Agriculture Department's August 10th crop production report estimates the average corn yield at a record 178.4 bushels per acre, above the average industry expectation of 176 bushels per acre and 1.8 bushels above last year's record-setting level. Total U.S. corn production is now estimated at 14.6 billion bushels, down less than 1% from the 2017-18 marketing year, but 356 million bushels above the department's July projection. On the back of larger-than-anticipated corn yields and production, the 2018-19 marketing year average corn price is now projected at $3.60 per bushel, down from the projection of $3.80 in July, but 20 cents per bushel above 2017-18 levels. USDA's August crop production report estimates U.S. average soybean yield at 51.6 bushels per acre, above the average trade expectation of 50 bushels per acre and 2.5 bushels above prior year levels. This year's soybean yield projection is 0.4 bushels below the record set during the 2016-17 marketing year. Total U.S. soybean production is now projected at 4.6 billion bushels, up 4% from prior year levels and 276 million bushels above USDA's July estimate. If realized, U.S. soybean production in 2018 would be a new record and 194 million bushels above last year's record-setting level. The combined effect of increased production and higher ending stocks resulted in USDA lowering expectations for the 2018-19 marketing year average soybean price to $8.90 per bushel, down 35 cents per bushel from the July projection, and if realized, soybean prices in 2018-19 will be at the lowest level since 2006-2007's $6.43 per bushel. AFBF and a broad coalition of business organizations have notified the Federal District Court in South Carolina they will appeal that court's ruling on August 16th that revived the overbroad, vague, and illegal 2015 Waters of the United States rule and made it the law of the land in 26 states. In a separate filing, the same coalition also notified a federal district court in Texas of the ruling by the court in South Carolina urging the Texas-based court to issue a nationwide injunction against the illegal 2015 WOTUS rule. Two other federal district courts have already granted injunctions blocking the WOTUS rule in a total of 24 states, citing immediate and irreparable injuries likely to result from the rule's implementation. That is all the more true for the plaintiffs before this Southern Texas court, the notice said. Allowing the Waters rule to come into effect in 26 states will prove enormously disruptive to their operations and indeed to the entire national economy. The August 16th decision out of South Carolina purports to block nationwide an Environmental Protection Agency rule that delayed application of the WOTUS rule pending the agency's ongoing consideration of whether to repeal the rule. As a result of the court decision, the 2015 WOTUS rule is now the law of the land in the 26 states that are not already protected by court injunctions preventing the rule's implementation while its lawfulness is decided by the courts. Following a federal judge's ruling in South Carolina, a nationwide injunction was issued on an Environmental Protection Agency rule that delayed the implementation of the 2015 Waters of the United States rule. As a result, 26 states are now required to follow the WOTUS rule, which redefines and significantly expands which wetlands and small waterways are covered by the Clean Water Act. In these states, the federal government has regulatory control over virtually any waters and many land areas that only temporarily hold water. Few, if any, waters are expected to fall out of the scope of jurisdiction in these 26 states. As a result, farmers in these states will be subject to overbroad, vague, and illegal regulations on cropland and ranchland. These regulations will increase business uncertainty and farming costs. They also threaten farm profitability on existing ground and will likely prevent new agricultural activity on cropland or ranchland that potentially falls under the WOTUS jurisdiction. On behalf of America's Farmers and Ranchers, AFBF on Monday asked a federal district court in South Carolina to stay its order striking a rule that delayed implementation of the flawed 2015 Waters of the U.S. rule. Without a stay, the court order has the effect of immediately reviving and implementing the controversial WOTUS rule in 26 states. The 2015 rule has been blocked by other court orders in the remaining 24 states. AFBF and a broad coalition of industry groups asked the U.S. District Court of South Carolina to delay implementation of its August 16th order while the groups appeal the court's decision. According to Monday's filing, the court's decision to strike the delay rule harms the public interest because the 2015 WOTUS rule was promulgated in violation of procedural requirements, is inconsistent with the text of the Clean Water Act, and is unconstitutional, as every court to consider the issue has concluded. Late season rains and somewhat cooler temperatures have not been enough to turn the average corn and soybean crop condition around. The Agriculture Department's August 20th crop progress report announced 68% of the U.S. corn crop in good to excellent condition, down 2 percentage points from the prior week. The good to excellent ratings are still above the prior year's level of 62% and the same as the five-year average. Analysts expected a slight decline in the good to excellent ratings for corn due to the dry conditions experienced in the Midwest over the last week. The percent of the crops in poor to very poor condition has increased to 12%, up 2 percentage points from last week's 10%. However, while overall crop conditions have deteriorated slightly, 20% of the corn crop remains in excellent condition, holding over from last week. For the week ending August 19th, USDA estimates that 65% of the soybean crop is in good to excellent condition, down 1 percentage point from last week, and up 5 percentage points from last year. Unlike corn crop conditions, analysts expected soybean conditions to remain at 66%. Current conditions are in line with the five-year average of 65% good to excellent. The percent of the soybean crop in poor or very poor condition rose 1 percentage point over the last week and now stands at 11%. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day and God bless America.